The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
Here is a woman who calls in who's having problems with both her... she's got one daughter, she's got two stepchildren, and the husband is favoring, guess who, the stepchildren. And this, if I had to title this one, is Life is a Guilt Trap.
How do I deal with that? My husband's teenage daughters and children from a previous marriage who use guilt to take advantage of my husband and try to get my husband back with their mother, try to cause friction between us. He feels guilt in getting on to them. This weekend we will have them once again where our daughter, her clothes come from resale shops and yard sales. We're getting ready to take them on yet another shopping spree where they'll be getting $30 pair of jeans, $60 shoes, and so on, which my husband has no problem with because he feels it's justified since he lives under the same roof with our daughter and our family and not with them. Yet our family struggles to get by, and these girls gloat as they get their materialistic ways and cause fights between me and my husband when I see our daughter being deprived and us barely getting by while we splurge on these teenagers.
Okay, so you can hear the unfairness going on. The theme for the husband would be, oh boy, you know, life is just a guilt trap because I feel so badly for my two teenage daughters because I divorced their mother that I just feel like I have to take any money that I get that would be spent on or would be spent on me or my family, my current family, and I have to just pay them off ransom money. So I'm always paying my teenage daughters, and that makes me feel good because at least I can do something. If I did all this damage, my way of paying them back is through $30 jeans and $60 shoes or whatever they're buying. And my wife just has to deal with it. And then you look at your wife, you feel guilty because your wife and your kid are buying clothes at resale shops. You can't go out to eat. You can't do much. Your scope of living is limited because you're siphoning all the money off to your ex or to the ex's kids. I mean, to your kids, but they're not with you all the time. They're on weekends. From the kids' point of view, from let's take the teenage kids' point of view, are they playing Parent Trap? The movie Parent Trap with Haley Mills long ago, where you have to get the parents back together. It's your goal in life to cause friction with the new wife and to get mommy and daddy back together. You can't let that happen. That if you truly, truly want your own long-term happiness, now I'm talking to the husband, not to you who called, the woman who called, but if you want your long-term happiness, then you need to focus on what is fair all around. And you need clarity. It is not fair for your teenagers to try to tear you apart using the method of buying them extra goods, you know, trying to pay them off somehow. Kids see through that. I've had many kids tell me, you know, my dad buys me a lot of things. He tries to pay me off, and I let him. Why not take the stuff if it's for free? You know, and I'm angry with him anyway because he divorced mom. So let him pay ransom or let him pay this. They don't say ransom, but... You know, as the parent, you need to be the parent. As the dad, you need to set limits and say, listen, I love you dearly, and things are going to be different. They're going to be fair. I know you're really upset that mommy and I divorced, and I don't know how to help you with that. If you want me to go to counseling with you, we can talk about it. Notice you'll use words. You'll listen to them. You'll listen to the pain that they've gone through, which is one way of repairing and gaining forgiveness and repairing any damage that legitimately that you actually incurred on them. So you can let them talk. Throwing money at them isn't going to help. So you can talk with them and say, listen.
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. Ugh, I wish guys knew more about what we want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance. A serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. The selfish path to romance. That is interesting.
So you can let them talk. Throwing money at them isn't going to help. So you can talk with them and say, listen, this is the budget that I'll give both of you for the year. I know my dad put me on a budget. It was great. And you can buy whatever you want with that, but I'm not going to be like an open wallet daddy. I just won't play that. You don't say don't play that game, but I don't want that. I think that's damaging our relationship. Now, that will mend things on the home front, too. With your child at home, I'm assuming it's your daughter, then you want to be fair there. You could go out and buy her something nice, not as a, maybe for her birthday or for Christmas, not as a rule, but also let her take pride in becoming a good shopper. We had plenty of money. I could have bought my daughter $60 jeans if I wanted to, but my daughter shops in resale shops and TJ Maxx and wonderful stores where you get bargains because you can get value for your money. So you can be fair there too. Now, I'll speak to you, the person who called, the wife. Speak with your husband. Don't yell at him. Don't berate him. Speak from the heart. Just say, this is how I'm feeling. This is how our daughter is feeling. Let's sit down and come up with better solutions. If you use good communication skills, what's called eye language, you can go to books on my website, drkenner.com, to see how that works, rather than finger-pointing language. You're always doing for them. You're never doing for our daughter. That ruptures a relationship. If you learn eye language, I am feeling so frustrated, it's not fair, let's come up with a new solution, you keep it solution focused, you're much more likely to have success. And it earns you peace of mind too, because you don't want to go through life carrying the heavy weight of guilt on your shoulders as the dad. As the mom, you don't want to feel that chronic bitterness and resentfulness. Boy, I hate to ask what your sex life is like if this has been going on for a while, and maybe the stepchildren have been successful in ripping the relationship apart. Don't let that happen. Save some of that money and take a mini vacation for you, even if it's an inexpensive day trip for you and your husband.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
There. It's all right. It'll be okay.
No, it won't.
Sure it will. You'll see.
No, I promised him I'd never let anything happen to him.
That's a funny thing to promise.
What?
Well, you can't never let anything happen to him. Then nothing would ever happen to him. Not much fun for little Harpo.
Okay, that's Ellen DeGeneres in Finding Nemo. And the whole point there is, as parents, you know, we don't want anything bad to happen to our kids. I mean, my son skis, and I take a deep breath before he goes skiing. I don't want to hear about it. I hear that he does something called 360s, and he takes air. And my uncle said he's a very good skier, and my uncle's been skiing for a lifetime, and he's been skiing the Alps and the rest. And he said, but I would never do the things your son does. And so I just don't want to know. But you know what? My son loves his life, because what he brings to skiing, he brings to other areas of his life. And I have to let things possibly happen to him. I have to let go as a parent, because things can happen. But if I try to be overprotective and suffocate him and keep him home and not let him go skiing and not let him take long car rides because he could get in an accident, and not let him make his own decisions, then something did happen to him. I killed him. And I don't want to do that ever. So think about your own relationship with your parents. Can you think of times when they suffocated you and didn't let things happen? And darn it, if they had let things happen, you would have been way ahead now. Maybe they didn't let you go to college because they didn't want you to be a failure. They didn't let you try out for the team because you might be a failure. You never want to let anybody do that to you. And if you're doing it to your kids, lighten up. You'll like yourself much better. They'll like you much better. You'll have much better long-term relationships with them.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
A successful romantic relationship requires a warm, loving atmosphere. Anger is a big romance destroyer. You cannot simultaneously be warm and angry toward a person. Occasional anger is not uncommon, but it cannot be the prevailing mood of a happy relationship. Anger comes in many forms: belittlement, sarcasm, insults, criticism. One of the most common forms is resentment for real or imagined slights or injustices. Partners who hold grudges for days, weeks, months, or even years without expressing them keep their loved ones in a state of bewilderment. Eventually, the victim of anger withdraws emotionally from the relationship, which leads to more resentment and a downward love trajectory.
You can download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.